As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
No. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Erica.
And I'm Eleanor.
And we're broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. Today's Friday, and that's exciting and fun.
Always.
Always exciting, because the weekend, you know, working for the weekend. Always working for the weekend.
Are you, though?
Yeah. Serious? Of course. What else?
You're doing work this weekend.
Well, yeah, but working for it, because I also can have fun times and I don't have to be anywhere.
I
do have to do some things, but it's more my time than the middle of the week.
I was taking that really literally, which I realize now it's like you're working towards the weekend instead of working on
the weekend.
So, like,
the work that you complete during the week is so you can reach the weekend.
100%.
Okay, good. We're all on the same page now. Today we've got some music for y'alls. We're going to play a few different things. The song you had just heard is called My Wolf, / My Ghost, by Creature Speak. And she is a musician from St. Catharines, Ontario. This is off her album Shadow Songs, which came out October of 2015. She's a nice, calm voice.
How did you find out about her?
She was featured as an artist on bitchmedia.org, which is a good resource for feminist content and news. And there's a bunch of different stuff on there, including culture stuff and news and all that stuff. So, we're going to play some other things and talk about some other things and also what's happening this weekend. There's a few things. It's actually a pretty stacked weekend, I would say, in the city of Vancouver. A lot of, like, musical releases and the like.
There's lots going on. There's lots going on next week, too.
Oh, my goodness. What a time to be alive.
Truly.
Speaking of life, rest in peace, David Bowie and Alan Rickman. Pretty sad times, I reckon.
Very sad times.
Especially Snape.
Snape.
I read this letter actually that somebody wrote to like the character that Alan Rickman played, and it was on Berlin Art Parasites, which is a page on Facebook that everybody should check out. And it was saying pretty much just like how that he himself, like Snape, the character Snape and Dumbledore are the like heroes of Harry Potter not really Harry Potter himself, but they just risked all these crazy things in order to protect and for the good of the good people and to get rid of evil. So
yeah,
it's a beautiful letter, and it just expresses like the lessons that were taught and learned from that. And I was like, oh, this is so great.
I'm still, though, side note, never gonna forget when I found out Alan Rickman died. I tried to tell Erica and she just refused to believe it.
I thought it was a parody. I don't know if this reflects horribly on me or something, but I thought that it was a parody of David Bowie's death. Age 69, died
of
cancer
parallels.
4 days later.
Yeah. You thought people were trolling on the internet.
I just thought it was a trolling on
the
internet. Also, like, Clickhole, you know that, like, Onion type news sources where they present their, I guess that's the comedic style, is to present it as fact. And so I was like, oh, this isn't real, for sure not.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I was like, whoa, what? And she just was like, no. I was like, oh, maybe it is fake.
And then it was everywhere and it's not. So RIP.
Always good to be skeptical of news posted on the internet.
Yeah, actually,
though,
I guess there's something to learn from that. But at the same time, it definitely happened. So
do your homework.
We watched the last 4 Harry Potters before we came back to school. So I feel well acquainted and read the books last year. So
After watching
second,
those movies,
third,
too,
fourth, fifth
I
time.
Just, it is, every time it becomes more and more clear to me that Hermione just, like, she just is so...
She's the brains.
She saves the day so many
times.
And
Ron says it once. He's like, we wouldn't last a day without Hermione.
And it's so true.
Yeah. She always looks at the fine details and not even the bigger picture when they're being frantic. She always manages to be like, hello.
Yeah.
What about this enormously influential piece of evidence here?
Yeah. I just feel like so many of her things are... I mean, not that they're, I don't know if they're underappreciated, but they seem subtle because they like come down to logic and things. But there's so many examples where it actually just like saves their lives. And it's, I don't know. Just next time you watch, keep it in mind.
keep it in mind. Also, Harry Potter, the entire series is written by a woman, and that's pretty cool.
Yep.
So we're going to go along here with some tunes. This next song is really cool because I heard it for the first time this morning. My friend Cam Robinson, who is currently in Berlin, he came back to his hometown of Los Angeles and recorded a song with his friend. Her name is Maddie Kurgo, and they made this little call and response, beautiful little song. So that's what we will play next, and then we'll play some other awesome stuff coming up. So this song is called Lazy, and it's by Cam Bam Bam, but that's also his SoundCloud name, so I don't know if that's what he goes by, but by Cam Robinson and Maddie Kurgo.
Girl from a lazy town, see you sitting quiet, no need to walk around.
You're a lazy boy from a lazy suburb, I see you there each morning with the smoke on the curb.
You've sat with your life, you haven't taken the dip, you've frowned and flustered away, open up, take a tip.
If I knew your name, it'd be my favorite, it'd be the only one I spoke, wouldn't bother me a bit.
I don't know for certain, but I think I'd like you. I don't know for certain, but I think you'd like me too. You're a lazy girl from my summer, but something clicked, it's hard to see, ignorance and fate.
You're a lazy boy in my lazy world, let's never meet again, this once was worth the wait.
And we're back. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. And it is Femme Concept that you are currently tuned into with your hosts, Eleanor
and Erica.
Fridays 1 to 2, hanging out.
Hanging out till 2. Exciting.
We just heard a song from a band called Fern. They are from Montreal, Quebec. And that track was called...
Is called. Moving Boxes,
mm-hmm.
from their album Excavator.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that was The Pleasure Is All Mine by Friend, but the E and the I are reversed. Really cool stuff. Really good find.
It was funny, last night Erica and I were talking a little bit about how there's a certain like slacker style. I don't know if slacker is the right word to use, but kind of home shaky, maybe like slowed down Mac DeMarco-y style of music that I feel like not a lot of women make, or maybe it's just hard to find music like that made by women. And then we found this band, and yeah. I feel like...
It was funny. It was, like, really, like, honestly, in the moment of Eleanor exclaiming, I haven't found any women that are making music that is electronic-ish-y, even though that's not necessarily, but it's kind of got that, there's similar vibes.
Yeah.
And then there it was. It just showed up like a present.
Yeah. That track was off of a new album called Chemtrails that just came out, and... it's the major project of a musician named Alex Dodd, and she is based out of Brooklyn.
That would be a great place to be based out of.
I think so.
A lot of music and culture comes out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Like most every other place on the planet, but I'd say particularly. And prior to that song, we played Lazy by my friend Cam Robinson and his friend Maddie Kurgo. Nice little tune. So... plan is to play some more music and talk about some things. I stumbled upon an article today posted on feministing.com, which is a great resource, and it talks about how 36% of women in Canadian prisons are Indigenous, and that Indigenous women make up 5% of the Canadian population. So that's an alarming rate. And it's escalated tenfold in the past 10 years, and it has a little bit of kind of causal chain of as to why that is so. Just for those of you who are maybe unfamiliar as to why 36% of women in Canadian prisons are Indigenous, because of colonialism, a legacy of sex abuse in the residential school system, the missing and murdered Indigenous women, and the 60s scoop, which they define as the staggering number of adoptions, quote, in 1960s, enabled by the abduction of children from their homes and communities without the knowledge or consent of families and bands. The federal government and social workers acted under, quote, the colonialistic assumption that Native people were culturally inferior and unable to adequately provide for the needs of the children, unquote. So... yeah, it's definitely maybe something that isn't, because prisons, if you're not there, it's not necessarily that this comes to the forefront. However, these other things like colonialism, missing and murdered Indigenous women is more put on the news, in Canadian news. Not even that much, but a little bit more than these sorts of statistics. So it's really scary and something definitely to consider and think about and do further research on the topic. All I can really, I don't really have too much of an analysis of it, insofar that it's horrifying and that it's true and that it is a result of those causal factors talked about earlier. So, yeah, frightening times, but important to know the history and the of our country and the composition of those that are in prisons, and to look further into prisons themselves as an institution of oppression and colonialism. So...
yeah, prison is something that I feel that in the popular imaginary is not something that gets thought about a lot,
mm-hmm.
by people. And didn't you tell me you had a class relating to crime and punishment maybe last term, something about something,
yeah,
interesting about prison starting as an experiment?
Yeah, well, they thought that they were institutions that were going to fix crime and get rid of crime overall. There was the belief that if we institutionalize everybody and essentially teach them how to be moral human beings, they will people on the whole will no longer commit crime. Really idealistic view. I condone them for their positivity. However, it's not work. Didn't work.
Yeah,
they weren't highly secure. Like there wasn't high security, which is ironic because it's a prison. In the initial days of when the first one came to Canada, the first one was in Kingston, Ontario. But yeah, no, it's interesting how it's evolved now because I don't think that people actually. I mean, some people are rehabilitated somewhat and have the opportunity to like get their degrees and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of other things that happen there, and the people who occupy those spaces and the administrative system that runs those spaces, there's a lot of corruption and control and oppression and colonialist oppressive tools in order to, yeah, I guess, further oppress people. However, I mean, it is a prison and it is serving a purpose that is beyond that. But it's just a very interesting topic. There's so much to learn and know about it. So
I also just think it's interesting to think about, like, that's not necessarily the only option.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's interesting to imagine what some alternatives could be to just putting people who have done things into the space. Like, you know, that's not necessarily the only thing that might work, but I think because it doesn't get thought about a lot, people are like, oh, well, that's just the way the world is, and that's just what.
And people are starting to ask if it's meaningful, you know, millions, so much money of tax dollars and everything goes into prisons, and are they really the most effective means? Like, I mean, like, I don't have an alternative posed forward.
Totally.
But I study political science, so these are topics that come up and questions that we ask that are pretty challenging because it's challenging to know because it's been prevalent in the system for the past, you know, 150 years and is an agreed upon international method in terms of incarceration of those committing crimes. But also there's a whole philosophical perspective on the matter as well. So it's heavy topic and lots to learn. I like those ones. I like those topics. So we're going to move along here and play some more music. This next song is called Requirements, and it's by the band Operator Music Band. I don't know tons about them. However, they have a great wealth of music, and they're on SoundCloud, so I highly suggest checking them out. And as I said, this song is called Requirements. Thank you.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Bevy Crispin presents Difficult Music, Harsh Electronics, Spoken Word, Cut Up / Collage, and a General Crispin Weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I am one of two hosts. My name is Erica.
And I'm Eleanor.
The song you had just heard is called Wayne by band Plush from San Francisco, California, off their album Pine, released last April. Great little album here with seven songs. Highly suggest checking them out. Prior to that, we're bringing it back home to Vancouver with Milk. The song is called Standards, off their album Late Bloomer. Tonight, they are having a tape release party at Redgate. If you like that song, you should go check them out. And then prior to that was Requirements by Operator Music Band.
Mm-hmm. Great, great stuff.
Great stuff.
Gal Grayson and Whitney Kay are also playing at that Milk tape release show tonight, so that should be a good one. And there will also be DJs between the bands, one of whom is Dee Tiffany, who is a Vancouver-based musician, and will be playing some of her stuff in a little bit here. But yeah, lots of great local acts playing that show, so should be a good one.
It'll be great.
Yeah. And Plush, the band that we played after that, they're playing at a show as well next week at Thor's Palace. So on Tuesday at 8, they're playing with another band from San Francisco called Pardoner, as well as with two local acts, TV Ugly, Our Pals, and Plazas.
Wow.
Yeah.
What goodness.
Yeah, so much stuff to do.
There's so many things to do all the time. You just got to go on Facebook.
Or, you know, just chat to people.
I'm just joking.
You can look up
just
posters.
Just joking. Also, we're going to talk about this next week, but just want to plant the seed in y'all's brains. We have a event that we are doing in collaboration with UBC Film Society, and we're putting on the film Spinal Tap. Two bands will be playing. One of them is called Yolks. The other one's called Cheap Flavor. We're two members of Yolks, but I'm not trying to self-promote or anything. However, you should come out. Great CITR event. Always a lot of fun.
I've never actually seen Spinal Tap.
I don't even know what it's about. I think it's about rock music.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hunch.
I think that's right.
The poster for this event is also fantastic, so check it out on Facebook, Spinal Tap Beer Garden.
Or come to CITR and look at it. Behold the glory with your own
two
eyes.
You can ask us. I'll be here for a while today.
Mm-hmm. We're friendly.
Yep. What else is happening this weekend? Lots of great stuff. There's actually an event tonight at Fortune Sound Club that our bud Morning Coup Chandra has invited us to. I think it's a DJ night of some female DJs are playing, so that could be another thing to check out this weekend if that's more up your alley. So that's the weekend and work and, you know, all those things. I think it's supposed to rain, but of course it is. That will never keep anybody indoors in this city. If it did, you wouldn't be going anywhere at any time, so there you go. So we're gonna move along here, play some more music. We've got some other local acts coming up. But first, we will play the song Lucky Cat by Dive Pool, who are based out of Calgary. This song was released in 2013, but we're going to bring it and play it now.
Thank you.
Looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
As part of the 2016 Kenyan Empowerment Initiative, UBC will be hosting a screening of Poverty Inc., the award-winning documentary that looks at how our role in the West impacts those in poverty in developing countries.
Come out on January 25th at 7 to the Norman Bouchard Memorial Theater. Tickets are $10 at the door or online at Eventbrite. Come see the powerful and uncompromising film about the business of poverty.
Je crois que je t'aime, je ne sais plus. Pourquoi me taire, je ne sais plus.
All right, this is Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. We're coming to a close here on this lovely Friday afternoon. The song you had heard before was Camera by Pale Red, a local band. They are also in Shindig. Yes, they are.
Coming up this week. Second semifinals.
Tuesday with other bands.
At Pat's Pub.
Mm-hmm. Come check it out. It was from their EP called Untitled. And prior to that, we played some new Woolworm. Song is called World is Too White off of this little two-song, I guess, what is that called? EP something?
Who knows?
Called Vampirism. And prior to that, played Dive Pool from Calgary, Alberta, with their song Lucky Cat.
Mm-hmm. And Woolworm have a tape release show tomorrow night at the Astoria with Flowers and Fire, Oaf, and Gom. So you can go hear more of their stuff there.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. But don't tune out because you have Radio Zero coming up right away. And at 3:30, the return of Nardwuar.
Very exciting.
Super exciting. And the news at 5 p.m. and Lady Radio at 6 p.m. So don't turn that dial.
Or press a button on your computer.
Don't close that tab.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep it open. Keep it blasting.
Be open.
Be open. There you go. I mean, what more can you ask for? All right, we're going to close this day with some local talent, D. Tiffany.
Mm-hmm. Track Brand New Tiffany off of her self-titled release. It came out, I want to say, in 2015.
2014.
14. If you stay tuned, maybe you'll hear some more D. Tiffany.
Maybe. Who knows? Who's to say?
Who's to say?
It's a mystery. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.